recording you're about to listen to consists of several sections. The first is today's Daf Yomi from the 12th cycle of the International Daf Yomi, followed by a brief review that allows you to listen to the entire Daf in between 5 to 10 minutes. That is followed by the same exact Daf from the previous cycle 7.5 years ago, in which there were different people attending and there's a different ambience. Choose the one you enjoy the most, or perhaps listen to one, and then listen to the other for review. Enjoy. So today's Daf in Masechet Mehillah, brought to you by Bein Chomot Yerushalayim, is Daf Tet Vav, and we're holding right at the beginning of the Halak Perek, fourth Perek in Mehillah, Kodshei Mizbeach. So this Perek is going to concentrate on Dinim of Tziruf for various halachot, and they're all sort of put together, but we begin with Mi'ilah. But the truth is, the Mishnah immediately goes off somewhat tangentially to get into the dinim of Pigol and Notar Vatame, which anyway, in many ways, were connected before, and which also goes off into things that are Bichlal not related to Hekdesh in the end, like Nevelot and so on, and Truma and Chala. So let's start now with the simple dinim of Mi'ilah and Pigul Notar V'Tameh, so that all Kodshei Mizbeach would be Mitztarfim Ze Im Ze L'Mi'ilah. So in other words, you could take, if it's a Dinan Ekezayit, or if it's a Dinan Shavar Pruta, which we'll see later on, you could take from different Korbanot, and they would still be Mitztarfim, though you only have a half a Kezayit of one or another, or for that matter, even if you only have part of the Emurim and part of the Basar, also it would be mitzuraf, if you're talking about Bisar Olah, and to be chay b'shum pigul notar v'tameh. The same thing would be true, as far as Me'ilah is concerned, for Kodshei Bedek Habayit. Kodshei Bedek Habayit mitztarfim ze im ze. Not only that, but believe it or not, even a half a prut of Kodshei Mizbeach and a half of Kodshei Bedek Habayit would also be mitztarfim ze im ze, for at least the dinam of Me'ilah, obviously not for pigul notar v'tameh, which is no such concept of Pigul Notar V'Tameh on Kodshei Bedek Habayit anyway. Ask the Gemara, if you were going to tell me in the Mishnah that Echad Kodshei Mizbeach V'Echad Kodshei Bedek Habayit are Mitztarif, Hashtei Yesh Lomar, if you were about to say that Echad Kodshei Mizbeach V'Echad Kodshei Bedek Habayit, which is like really weird, because there are completely different types of Kedusha. One is Kedushat Aguf, one is Kedushat Damim. And nonetheless, you're ready to go so far as to say, Afilo Achi Katanim, it's Tarfim Zeim Zeh. So what obviously Kodshei Mizbeach of itself, with other Kodshei Mizbeach Miboy, I mean, that's for sure going to be Mitztarif. So why do I even need to be told that there's a din of Tziruf? Says the Gemara, you don't. You're 100% right. The only point is, however, that once we're dealing with the din of Pigul Notar V'Tameh, obviously we can't talk about Pigul Notar V'Tameh. You're being broadcast, dear President. They're looking at you. So, Pigul Notar V'Tameh is obviously only possible to be spoken about in terms of Kodshei Mizbeach. So, Mishum Diktani Allah, since the Mishnah wants to address also, L'chayev Alei Mishum Pigul Notar V'Tameh, which is only possible to address by Kodshei Mizbeach, but by Kodshei Bedek Habayit, Lo'ikach. There is no such concept, we couldn't very well address it. So, Mishum Lachi Kapolikle, because of that, first we speak of it separately. And then we put them together to tell me the ultimate thing, which is limited to halacha legabe me'ila and not legabe pigul notar v'tameh, of course. Rabbi Yana, you know, I got to tell you something which is very clear to me. Machvarta, this is an absolutely shocking statement, which is anything but clear, that machvarta ein chayavin mishum me'ila ela kodshei bedek habayit, and the Shita takes out the word olah, as we'll see in a moment. There's no chiev of me'ilah, is what he seems to be saying, except on Kodshei Bedek Habayit, maybe on a korban oila.
Hey there.
Maybe on a korban oila. And my taima, The reason I'm convinced of this, says Rabbi Yada, is because since it says in the Pasuk, the Omar Kro Nefesh Kitim Omal Mi Kochei Hashem, so as we saw, Kochei Hashem always means Kochim HaMiyuchadim LaHashem. How can you call a korban that is going to be shared by the Mizbeach and by Kayanim? That's why some leave in Oila, because the Oila isn't shared by Kayanim, and others take out Oila because the Ora Oila goes to the Kohen himself. Even that is considered to be not totally Lashon. Others tighten, that doesn't make sense. I mean, obviously referring to the elements that we're bringing up, not the or, which is secondary. So we should leave in Oila, and that's the mashmot we had back in Tmura. As a matter of fact, Tosis points this out, that in Tmura he says just the opposite. In Tmura he says that Kochi Hashem means the only thing you'd be mile on is a Karman Oila, not anything else. Does it works to show the two sugyas are really talking about different elements. But in any event, the main din of Me'ila may be Dafka by Kochei Berek HaBayit, because those are the things that are called Kochei Hashem. But Kochei Mizbeach, that not, because Itbu L'Kohanim, V'Itbu L'Baalim, and it's not completely Miyuchad L'Hashem. Now, of course, the Gemara's reaction to this is horror. And I mean, that is the craziest thing. We just had like half of the Masechta was taken for granted the exact opposite. I mean, we just had the Mishnah, for God's sake. And we just read Kochei Mizbeach, Mitztarfim Zeim Zelim Me'ila. Well, what are you going on about? No, that means Min Rabbanan. Oh, come on. Well, what about the opening Mishnah, Kochei Kadashim, Shishachtan Bedoraim, Mayalim Be'em? Nah, it's Min Rabbanan. I can't believe this. And what about Hanena Minachatak Kishichaya Loma Alachiv Gom? So you're only mail if you actually cause damage, but Kishimeta, where anyway, it's not going to be damaging anything, so Kibachanena Koshu, you'd be mail. No, that's Drabonu. Ah, come on, man. And what about Omidiraita? Not, you're trying to tell me there's no Diraita. What about the Drush of Rebbe, Vatanya? Rebbe Omer Kol Chelev Lashem. That's coming to be Marba, even the Murim of Kachim Kali. So you're telling me that even a Karbukhatas doesn't have Me'ila. That's crazy. No, that's also Drabonin. It's also Drabonin. I guess that's why I brought a Pusik. It's Drabonin's Pusik? That's an Esmach to be Alma. I can't believe this. Farmar Ulam Rabbi Yochanan Kachim Shemetu Yotsumi de Me'ila Dvar Torah. Now, obviously, they had Me'ila before. And if we're talking, you're going to try to tell me we're talking about Kochei Berek HaBayit Shemetu? Kochei Berek HaBayit, even if they're Meitu, wouldn't make any nafkamina. Why would be Yotzi B'nei Me'ila? If you're talking about their value, so they have some value, you value them for dog food. The only dinner of Ein Ponin et HaKodashim L'Achilan HaKlavim is said like Kochei Mizbeach. But certainly, Berek HaBayit has value no matter what state it's in. I mean, is it going to be worse than the garbage dump that we talked about yesterday? I mean, the Kochei Berek HaBayit, afilu kibeit nami, lo ye'ela dakish ashpa leberek HaBayit. It's not going to be worse than a garbage dump, is it? La vit pe mehila? I'm sorry, okay. Ela, that seems to be the correct use according to Rashi, that Ela Kochei Mizbeach, of course, midiraita itbo mehila. All that Rav Yanai wasn't trying to twist all of the Mishnayot. What Rav Yanai was saying was Alahagika Amr Dever Rav Yanai. The pasuk that everybody keeps bringing about Nefesh Kitim Omal Mikochei Hashem, that is not a reference to Kochei Berek HaBayit, to Kochei Mizbeach. That's only a reference to Kochei Berek HaBayit because only financially could you call something Kochei Hashem? Because everything else is shared on some level. That doesn't mean there's no Me'ila. Obviously, I mean, the main pasuk of Me'ila, Ish, Ki Yochal, Kodesh, Bishkaga, I mean, that is a reference to anything. But this particular pasuk that we're darshaning over here, Mihai Kra, we're saying, this particular pasuk that everybody's been bringing, that is not the pasuk that we should be referencing in terms of Kochei Mizbeach. That is actually a reference to Kachibedek Abaye. That's all he was trying to say. He was trying to make it clear which part in the Torah is a reference to which type of Me'ilah. But he wasn't being chaylik on our overall assumption that, of course, there is Me'ilah across the board, both on just, and that's the reason we wait till here is, of course, because this is the first time that we've discussed in juxtaposition Kachim Mizbeach and Kachim Berek Abaye. It's a question whether they're mitzvah and what the difference would be. Lagavi Pigonot Abatameh. So this is the perfect place to discuss exactly where the each one would be learned from. But he certainly did not mean to undercut us from the very beginning of the Masechta. And now it is time for our president to say those magic words.
Dr. Hilke Mishnah.
Amazing. Reaching across space, cutting across the universe, so that as he says them, they're already heard even through the mechitzas of YU itself. Amazing. Those are the ultimate. Chamisha Dvarim Ba'ola. Now we're talking about it. First, we spoke about it in general. The dinim of tziruf lagabe, the din of meila, and when it came to kachim mizbeach, pigul tarva tamei. Now, obviously, there are other things that we'd have to take into consideration under certain circumstances. For instance, we'd have to think about what we could be mitzarif when it comes to shkutei chutz, which we looked at briefly before. We'll get into later again. But here, in terms of Pigul, Notar, Tameh, and Me'ila, there are five different elements within a particular Korban Olah that could be Mitztarev Zeimzeh. And that would be the Basar, the Chelev, meaning the Emurim, the Solet, which was brought also entirely on the Mizbeach as the Mincha, which is brought together with the Korban, the Yayin, and the Shemen, which is all part of the Minchat Nesachim. And when it comes to Korban Todah, there'd be six things, because there you would have the Shisha B'Todah, HaBasar, the Chelev, the Solet, the Yayin, the Shemen, and by the Todah, you also have the Lechem of the Todah, and all of those, you could also have a din of Pigul, Notar, V'Tameh, and obviously these things, the Lechem, which is Roy for Achila, over there, that is not a reference to Mi'ila. I'm not going to be mile on something I can eat. But there is a chiyuv of Pigulot Avitamei. Matila Ravuna, the Rav, now when Ravuna was saying over this Mishnah to Rav, he had the wrong girsa. And instead of reading Chamisha Dvarim Ba'olah, he said to him, Chamisha Dvarim Ba'olam Mitztarfim. The five things in the world that are mitztarif. Zeim Zeh. So Rav said, well, what are you talking about? Ba'olam gan? What do you mean, five things in the world? I mean, they're even right here in the same sugya, it says six things in the Torah, so how could there be only five things in the world? So betodah shishadvarim, and that's the shishadvarim shibetodahs, basar, chelev, solet, yain, shemen, lachme, teda. Ela should say, tini ba'olah, not ba'olam. And meanwhile, we see from here in a Mishnah, basically the things that we had learned in a Braita, Tanino and Rabbona, that the Olot and the Me'emurim are mitztarfim lekizayit, because here it says Siruf, and we understand Siruf to mean to whatever halakha is relevant. So just like the opening Mishnah begins with the ideas about Pigo Nota Batami besides Me'ila, we understand that where it's relevant, any other halacha would also be a reference to tziruv. If you're talking about things that are roy to be brought on the mizbeach, then it would be mitzvah for gabi shkutei chutz, and so on and so forth.
All these various different elements are mitzvah
all together to be the just one shear, whatever, as long as it's the same shear. You'll notice, by the way, we leave out the dinim of tumas because it's not the same shear, as we'll see later on. So only things of the same shear mitzvah. What the shear is, that's a question later on. We'll see. Legabe me'ila shavapruto or shear of kezayit. But as the in other words, the Mishnah means as the case may be. Wherever a child would tzarif it for, in which case the Mishnah is essentially telling us the idea that you could put together the chelev and the basar. So in other words, the olot and the emurim, all of this would be mitzvah for kezayit. For even for shkutei chutz, because when it comes to the oil, it's all meant to be, of course, shkutei chutz. We have all the avodas chutz that are shayach to be petach ha'moed, So for the basara ola, you'd be chayav on lahalotam b'chutz. You'd be chayav on eating no pigul notar b'tamei. And this is tumat haguf, of course, referring to. So, but then why does it say ba'ola? Why does it say the ola is mitztarif? Shlamim is not mitztarif. Bishlamim lo. I mean, I understand, of course, when it comes to one of the particular dinim of tziruf, yes, for halat chutz. Well, obviously, I'm not going to be chayv if I bring up the basar of shlamim b'chutz, because the basar shlamim is not meant to be put on the mizbeach, so it's not el petach ol moed lo hevio. It's not going to be mitztarif, but, and only the oila, which is kalil, is mitztarif. Shlomim is not mitzvah, but I mean, we're talking about tziruf of all types, as the case may be, right? That's how you're understanding it. So then, I mean, I should mention the shlomim as well, because as the case may be, would be in terms of pigul notar v'tamei or whatever. I mean, but you shouldn't leave it out just because in one of the many issues it wouldn't be mitzvah. So why didn't you mention it? But l'chayev aleihem mishum pigul v'notar v'tamei, why not? Shlamim amai lo mechayev. Is it not true that later on the Mishnah says, "Vatznat kol ha-pigulim mitztarfim zeim zeh"? It doesn't matter. Even pigul from different parts and of the animal, different types of karbonos, they would all be mitztarif to a shear of kizayit, and all of the notar is mitztarfim zeim zeh. So this makes no sense what you're saying. Ah. Okay, the truth is we're talking about something much more subtle. What is that? In order to be chayev for pigul notar v'tamei, remember that you would need to do a kosher zrika. Now, there's a major machloket about whether you can be zorek the dam if you have less than a kizayit of basar, or less than a kizayit of emuri. Are they mitztarfim zeim zeh to a kizayit? And that's what the Mishnah is talking about. It's talking about the precursor to the chiyuv of pigul notar v'tameh. And we're talking about over here your ability to do zrika. That's the point. Ela ema, the way to understand this, is that oila v'emurel are mitztarfim zeim zeh to a kizayit, not themselves vis-a-vis pigul notar v'tameh. That's not the issue. The issue is Lizarek Alemet Adam. And since they're mitzvah from Lizarek Alemet Adam, Memela you be chayim mishum pigul notar v'tameh. Not that they're mitzvah for pigul notar v'tameh. So the chiddush is that if you only have a chatzi zayit of basar, and you only have a chatzi zayit of emuri, and normally you can't put together those two things because the dam is not being mat to them in the same way. But when it comes to an ayla, since the emurim and the bosar are being mat to them in precisely the same way, to bring on the mizbeah, there you could be mitzvah if the kizayit to do zrika, and the meila you will then be chayav for pigul notar v'tameh. That's the point. But you could not do that with a shlomi because the zrika of the dam is not going to do the same thing for the emurim that it does for the basar and vice versa. That's all it's talking about. Since you wouldn't have a kosher zrika, memela you will not be chayav mishum pigul notar v'tameh. That's the point. So there, if you have given the mitztarfim zarekat adam, memela you'd be chayav mishum pigul notar v'tameh. And in terms of the machloket about whether you actually do need a kizayit in order to be Zerik the Dam, this would be going on Liba Rabbi Yoshua, Uman Katanila, who would be the author of this Rabbi Yoshua, who argues a Rabbi Elazar, who says, Afa Pisha in Basar Yesh Dam. So he holds no. Kol Hazvachim Shebet Torah, except for a Korban Eila, you would need either Shenishtayimim, either a Kezayat Basar, or a kizayit chelev, then you could be zorek the dam. But if you only had a chatzi zayit basar and a chatzi zayit chelev, you could not be mitzar of them to be zorek the tadam. And the mele you would not be chayef for pigul notar v'tameh on that korban. And eno zorek et hadam. Whereas by an ola, and that's why it mentions ola, afilu kechatzi zayit, you would also be able to be mitzarim. So by the Eila, afil kechatzizayit basar, ukechatzizayit chelim, zorek et adam, mipnei shekula kalil, because the whole thing goes up on the mizbeach. By the way, you should know that by the mincha, even if you have the entire mincha, which is much more than a gezayit, you still can't be zorek the dam. What? Zorek the dam? On a mincha? What are you talking about? Mincha, maya vidite. How did somebody throw in a mincha into the question of the zrika? Amar of Papa, no. If you lost the basar and the and the emuri, so it's okay, but at least I have the minchas nesachim of this carbon to bring. Can I still be zorek the dam? Because that way I can bring the mincha? No, that's what it's saying. That since the mincha is not migufa shaloila, so even though it requires that zrika, it still does not make it possible to do the zrika on it, because the zrika has to be mityaches to the parts of the carbon itself. So it's referring to the minchat nesachim. And now, our dear president,
Dr. Heilige Mishnah,
Hatruma. Moving on now, and as I mentioned to you earlier, this perek is interested in putting together all of the various elements of tziruf, and so we move on now to another din of tziruf, which would be all those things known as truma. So remember, there's a common denominator between truma and me'ila, right? A zaru eats truma, also has to pay keren v'chomesh, just like a zaru eats. Not, I should say a zaru. I mean, anybody who would be male in Hegdesh would pay keren v'chomesh. So the next thing in line after the dinim of tziruf legabi me'ila would be what type of things could be mitzuraf to be mechayev a zar who eats them a keren v'chomesh. Well, says the Mishnah, the truma. Trumat Maaser is also a type of truma. Trumat Maaser shel Dumai, which although it would be a Chiyav D'Rabbanan, nonetheless it's an absolute Chiyav. Chala, which we'll see is also called truma. Bikurim, which we'll see is also called truma. All of those things would be Mitztarev Zemzeh, both to be Osir on Azar, and if he eats it, L'Chayev Alayem Et HaChomesh. And, as we mentioned briefly a moment ago, all types of pigol are mitztarfim zeimze, all types of notar are mitztarfim zeimze, and as the Gemara, why are atruma and chalam bikurim all mitztarif? My timer, kulo ikre truma. Ultimately, they're all called types of truma. Where do we see that? Well, the chala says reshit arisotechem chala tarimu truma. So I'm just calling the chala truma, and the pigurim, also we find it's called truma. The Tanya, v'trumat yadecha. So in the pasuk, which lists every last thing that's mechuyev to be eaten in Yerushalayim, lo tuchalachol b'sharecha, ma'asar degancha, tiroshcha v'yitzarecha, b'chorot b'orcha v'tzonecha. And so it listed everything, right? So leave and list v'chol nidorecha. So what else is left? What's the trumat yadecha then? What's the nidvotecha for trumat yadecha? So we dashen over there, trumat yadecha. That's a reference to bikurim, which is also lifted up and waved. So we see that that's called truma. And what about the other things that we mentioned, trumat maaser and so on? That's called truma. I don't have to find a pasuk to tell me that trumat maaser is called truma. So that, inach lo tzricha, why bother bringing a pasuk on something that is so obvious? And our president goes into action for the final time today.
Dr. Heilige Mishnah.
And now moving on to questions that have just been raised lately in the news, and that is in terms of elections that may be upcoming. Are you allowed to put different parties together to form a government? Call on the velot mitztarfim zeim zeh.
Very good.
So the din is that nevelot, which are mashmovi, are not only different types of animals, but even kosher animals and non-kosher animals. Now it's not clear when you say mitztarfim zeimzeh, you're talking about tziruf for the isra achila v'kizayit, which involve all kinds of things. The isra chalal isra legav, you know, if it was treif anyway before and so on. We're talking about the din of tuma, so the shiurim of the nevela. If you have specific, you have the shir of a gezayit, will be mitzarech lagavik tuma. That we'll see in the Gemara. And then, in terms of a single political party itself, shkatzim are mitzarefim zayim zay also. So therefore, the iser, the different types of shratzim, are all able to be mitzuraf to one shir legabi. Again, legabi what? We'll talk about in the Gemara to come, and we shall review this Bezrat Hashem tomorrow. Aaron, somebody wants to say hello to you there.
What if the nevelot and shratzim are
it's the middle of the night?
There's no middle of the night for people dedicated to learning. Yes, sir, no problem.
He sees me as a
teacher. Yes, he sees your wave, Moshe. He thinks you don't see him.
Who's
the guy? No,
I don't know.
Right
now.
It's Moshe.
He's in here.
Yeah, we hold him. He's in YU.
He moved me into a computer. It was so gross. I was a person, and then they made me into an iPad.
Yeah, like 2 in the morning.
This is a lot of fun, huh?
You look wide awake.
Really cool.
I'm sure Richie will be very sorry at having missed out on you this morning. He had to go up to the. No, he had to. I told him he should go. He went with Dr. Abramowitz to the Beit HaChaim. They got up from Shiva. The word echad makes no sense, really, and probably should be removed as it appears in the Mishnayot. It's not echad, that echad means, would be normal to say, you know, both this is mistarf with itself and this is mistarf with each other. So it should simply say, says the Mahashti Shalom are. That you're ready to say that kutcher mizbeach and kutcher berakabayat and mitzdarfim zemze. Where high kedushat a gavai kedushat a dami afilo hachi katani mitzdarfim zemze. Isn't it rather obvious that kutcher mizbeach mi boy? Yes, but mishum deboy tani alea lechayev aleim mishum pigulo tarve tamei, which of course could never have been said by kutcher berakabayat because there ain't no such animal because lo yika hachi mishum hachi kapolik like first. Omer b'yanei b'chavarta, ein chayavim mishum me'ila, elah kachi b'rekabayit, and some have the girsa v'ola, b'ovad, because we can ignore the orot l'kohanim. My time in the Omer kod hefesh kitim o'mal mikodshi Hashem, only kodashim v'yuchadim la'Hashem yesh b'me'ila, avakachi v'izbeach, always itbu something or another l'kohanim, itbu l'ba'alim. Anyway, how could he possibly make such an outrageous statement? We just had in the Mishnah that kachem izbeach are mitzarfim ze imze. According to it, it's not even a meila. That means bin rabbanan. And what about the opening in the sefer? Kachem kachem shachta bedoraim mayalabim. It's bin rabbanan. What about that? It's also a bit of Rabbanan. Also a bit of Rabbanan. Oh, come on. And a smach to be homo. Now, what are we talking about over there? Certainly not kachi bin kabayit, because we talk with kachi bin kabayit. What's the difference if they're made to nami? Why is that worse than a garbage dump? Lo yala da'akish ashpala bin kabayit. Isn't there me'ila in that case? We said yes, because financially doesn't make any difference whether it's live money or dead money. El of course kachi mizbeach dioraita idbu me'ila. Elachi kamer the Rabbi Yanai. This pasuk is not the source of that me'ila. That's all it's saying. The kachem berakabayit shaminan minaf mihaikra, but kachem is beachlor shaminan minaf from haikra. Getting on with broader dinim of tzirut. Chamisha dvarim ba'ola, from its tarfim, zeim zeh, boser, the chelev, the solet, the yayin, the shemen, shisha dvarim b'todah, the boser, chelev, solet, yayin, shemen, plus the lechem, matne la ravuna, the wrong girsa to rava, chamisha dvarim ba'olam, mitztarfim, zeim zeh, he stopped him right there, he said, ba'olam? Ba'olam ka'amet, v'okatani b'todah, shisha dvarim, shebetodah, basar, chelev, solet, yayin, shemen, lach, b'todah, what are you talking about? Ela tzni be'olah, not be'olah. Anyway, tanita la tetan rabbanan, that olot ne'murin, the amitzarfa l'kezayit la'alotan b'chutz, l'chayev alayim shupigo notar v'tamei, because all dinim of tziruf over here cut across the board, whatever is shayach tziruf. But why do you say be'olah and not bishlamim? What's the difference? I mean, yeah, I understand, obviously bishlam la'alotan b'chutz, only the olah, which the baser is, also goes along the kalili, would be mitzarf. Shlamim would not be mitzarf. But we're not only talking about olah chutz. We're talking about wherever it is respectively applicable. And certainly, mishum pigal notar v'tameh, we should be able to be mitzarf the different parts of the shlamim, and then shlamim amay lo mechayev with all other korbanos. But zan kala pigulim mitzarfim zemze, kala notar mitzarfim zemze. Answers the Gemara, we're not talking about tziruf for pigul. We're talking about one thing, tziruf for a kosher zrika. And once you have a kosher zrika, then everything else follows. The way to understand this is, ola the emurea, meaning the boss of the eilam, and the emurim of the eilam, are mitztarfim zemzeh lekezayit lizrok alim et adam. And once you've established that, so kivan the mitztarf lizarek et adam, memela, you would be chayav on that carbon. Ampigo notar betameh. Masha inkein shalomim, you cannot be mitzarif echatzi zayit basar and echatzi zayit emurim. And this is because man katani lo Rabbi Yoshua. The Tani Rabbi Yoshua Omer, you're talking about any other carbon except for an ayla, kol azivachim shebatorah, shenishtayimim, either a full kizayat of basar, or a full kizayat of chelev. So then you can be zorek the dam, either to be matur kizayat for mizbeach, or to be matur kizayat for achila. But not a chatzi zayat of one to the other. That's a different type and a different purpose of zrika. But if you have kizayat zayat basar, kechatzi zayat basar, kechatzi zayat chelev, then he knows a reket adam. Now, of course, this is all as opposed to Rabbi Eliezer, who holds you don't need even imain basar yeshdam. But I'll leave it, Rabbi Yeshua. This makes perfectly good sense on a more fundamental level. It's not directly referring to pigonot v'tameh. It's referring to the precursors of pigonot v'tameh, in which case only shayach to an oila. Because by an oila, continues Rabbi Yeshua, afil kechatzi zayit basar, ukechatzi zayit chelev, zoreket adam ibnei shekula kalil. But a mincha, even if you'd have a whole mincha, you can't do the zrika. Mincha, zrika, what? My avinite. Amra Papa, it means the minchat nisachim of the carbon, where you did not have any basar, any chelev left, is not an excuse to do zrikat adam, because it's not the guf for shel carbon. I'll leave there be Yeshua. Hatruma v'trumat maser v'trumat maser shel tamai, and even chala and bikurim are all mitztarev to create the chiyuv of the tashlum of the keren v'chomesh and le'esar l'chayv l'metachomesh. Kol ha'pigulim mitztarfim zeimzeh, kol ha'notarim mitztarfim zeimzeh. In my time, we're going to mitztarf chala and bikurim to truma. Aren't they different isurim? They are indeed. But kulu ikra truma gabe chala k'tiv reshit arisotechem chala tarimu truma l'Hashem. And gabe bikurim, it's also called truma, the tanya v'trumat yadecha elu bikurim. As far as trumat maaser, I don't need a pasuk for that. Avalina lo tzricha kra.
That was the daf from the 12th cycle of the International Daf Yomi. Hold on, and you shall hear the same daf from the cycle 7.5 years ago, cycle number 11. And tonight, Mitzray Shabbos, we are holding on to Tesvav and Meseches Me'ila right at a brand new parak, and Sava Josh is ready to try.
Don't do that, Heidi Kepel.
Kratzeh Mizbeach, Mitztarfim Zeim Zeh Le'Me'ila,
ולחייב עליהם משום פיגול נותר וטמא. Any type of kachi mizbeach, whether it's the same type of korban, or it's a different type of korbanos, or it's different bodies of korbanos, the same type of korban, is you can have the shear, whatever that shear is. If the shear is a shavu pruta, the gabi me'ila, we'll see later on, there's also the gabi achila b'me'ila, the shear of the gabi achila is a kezayit, which we'll get to later on in the mesechta. But whatever that shear is, they would be mitzvareh for that shiur. And legabi kezayit, which certainly kezayit when it comes to eating pigol nos of a tamim, they would also be mitzvareh. But we don't say it's like trying to add a chatzi zayis of, let's say, nevela and a chatzi zayis of behema, the tmeya, for onesh malchus. That's two completely separate lavim, and they're not mitzvareh. It's the same lav, you just have different gufim, and they're mitzvareh. When it comes to kachi berek abayit, they're mitztarfim ze im ze, but of course when they're mitztaref, it's only the me'ila, which word should appear here, because there is no certain pigol and tamei when it comes to kachi berek abayit, of course. Now, it also happens to be that kachi mizbeach and kachi berek abayit are mitztarfim ze im ze le me'ila. Since there is a shiur of me'ila, both by kachi berek abayit and kachi mizbeach, so you should know that they are mitztaref. A chatzi shir, again, whatever that shir is, chatzi shir berek abayit, a chatzi shir mizbeach, would be mitztaref. By the way, I mean, hashta, yesh lomar, kachi mizbeach, and kachi berek abayit are mitztaref, in which one is kedushat aguf, and one is kedushat damim. Vafilu hachi katani mitztarefim zeim. I mean, you might think that the truth is there's various types of me'ila. There's a me'ila where the goof is kadesh. There's more a question of desecration. And then there's a type of me'ila of berek abayit, which is more an issue of gezel. Maybe they're two different types of things, and they wouldn't be mitzaref, but nonetheless, you tell me they are mitzaref. So kol shekein, you could be mitzaref, berek abayit, different karbonas with each other, berek abayit, different types of berek abayit. So why do I need the first part to klal? It's completely unnecessary. I feel like you could tell him it's starving. So kachem is beyag, the kachem is beyag me, boy. I mean, obviously, two different karbonas are going to be mitzvah. You're right. But remember that we needed anyway to be mechalek the Mishnah in terms of the halach of pigol nos v'tamei, correct? So, I mean, I can't say that kachem is beyag, the kachem berek abayit are mitzvah for pigol nos v'tamei, because there is no pigol nos v'tamei when it comes to berek abayit. So I'm forced anyway to restate my position twice. In other words, I have to state it in terms of me'ilah, and I have to state it in terms of pigol nos v'tamei. So what you're basically asking me is, well, why not leave out me'ilah in the beginning? I mean, me'ilah already. Once I'm saying it, I'm going to say it. So me'ilah plus pigol nos v'tamei, legabe kachi berek abayit. Okay, once I'm already in that flow, I tell you what the din is, both by kachem mizbeach and kachem berek abayit, and then I add, in the end, that you also are mitzvah kachem mizbeach with kachem berek abayit. That's all. So, mikshum diktoni allah l'chayev alayim mishum pigul v'notar v'tameh. Now, over there, obviously, kachem berek abayit lecha. There is no such animal when it comes to berek abayit, because there is no pigul notar v'tameh. So, mishum hachi, I have no choice but to split the Mishnah. Once I split the Mishnah, I already tell you in different stages of the Din of Tziruf, each one with different types of sub-elements of Berek Abayit, or sub-elements of Mizbeach, and I say, and by the way, the whole thing, even with each other in terms of Me'ila, would also be Mitztaref. Now here is one of the most outrageous statements imaginable. After all we have learned in the second Me'ila, this Rabbi Yanai is absolutely mind-boggling. Amar Rav Yanai Machavarta. It seems absolutely clear that in Chayavim Yishu Me'ilai Lal Kotche Berek Abayit. Oh, God. Leave out the word Va'ola, by the way. I mean, there's no question about it. I mean, it's like it's Machavarta. I mean, you'd swear that you just finished an entire Masechta that makes it absolutely clear that that is impossible. But nonetheless, this is his assertion, and it's his assertion that this is supposedly, clear as could be. Why do I say such a thing? My time, huh? The Omakra Nefesh Kitim Ol Mal, and note those very fateful words that we've darshaned before. V'chata b'shkaga mikotche Hashem. Mikotche Hashem means Dafka Kodashim HaMeyuchadim LaHashem,
We use that all the time to explain why Kodshei Kalim are only Chayav Me'ilah after Zrikat Adam, which makes the Emunim Kodshei Hashem. But now Rabbi Yonah wants to take from this pasuk that Kodshei Hashem means Kodashim HaMeyuchadim LaHashem, things that are entirely belong to God, only such things Yesh BeMe'ilah, whereas Kodshei Mizbeach couldn't possibly be included in Kodashim HaMeyuchadim LaHashem, because Kodashim Mizbeach have parts that go to the Kohanim, parts that go to the Baalim. Forget it. I mean, that can't be what's called Miuchadim LaHashem. Now, of course, this blows everybody's mind. I mean, it's only against every Mishnah that we've had. I mean, how about the Mishnah we just had? Kodashim Mizbeach and Starfim Zayim 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 Me'ilah? What do we do about that? You're claiming there's no such thing as Me'ilah by Kodashim Kodashim? Nah, that's Minarabonim. Oh, God. How about the opening Mishnah of the Masechet? Kodshei Kodashim Sheshachtan B'daron Nonetheless Moavim Behem, the whole business. It's also Minarabonim. Oh, I don't believe this. Tanan, how about the Mishnah that we're going to have? Hanene Minachatas Kishi Yichaya Loma Alach Yivgom. As long as something can be nivgam, remember, you're talking about a chatas, it's a balas mum, it's a medes medamim. Not a medes to use. We're gonna sell it now. We're gonna report it. So in such a case, when it has value, remember that the rule is only when you lessen the value. So you mean nana from a chatas. Let's say you go riding on the chatas. So you tie it up to do avoda in your field. Now at one point, you are makhishet. So that's going to be worth slightly less than it was before. At that point, you were over on Me'ilah. And Kishimeta, if it's dead, so now it doesn't have any Pegima in it, and then it depends on the shear of your Hana'a, not the actual Pegima. Kivan Shenehene Koshu Ma'al. Now how about that? That's also Midrabanan. What's bothering you? I, Rabbi Yonah, assert that it's absolutely clear there can't be Me'ilah in something that isn't Kodashim HaMeyuchadim LaHashem. Oh yeah? And what about the Braisa? What about Tanya? Rebbe Omer, Kol Chelev LaHashem. I think that's a pasuk, last I read the Bible. L'rabot Emurei Kachim Kalim LeMe'ilah. Now, if Kachim Kalim are good enough for Me'ilah, certainly Kachim Kadoshim are good enough for Me'ilah. That's the Rabbana. Pasuk! A crocodile, it's a mismatch to be Alma, I mean, it doesn't really mean it. Oh, man, what about Ulam Rav Yochanan? Kachim Shemesu Yatsu Midei Mila Devar Torah. Devar Torah. Now we're not talking about the abundance, okay? Question over here is once they die. Remember we just had this discussion this week, the week that passed. So, what's he talking about? Is this Kachim that die? Is he talking about Kachim Berek Abayas? Kachim Berek Abayas that die? Are Yotze Mitoch Me'ilah? And if I gave a garbage dump full of dead carcasses, it wouldn't be over a Me'ilah? We said before, if you give an Ashpa, it's also Me'ilah, as long as it's worth money. What do I care what it is? So, even if Kachim Berek Abayas, what's the difference if it's alive or dead? I feel like he made the Nami, Lo Yehela Dakish Ashpa Berek Abayas. If you dedicated a garbage dump to Berek Abayas, there's no Me'ilah on that? Therefore, we're forced to conclude that, of course, Kachim is Be'ach Pshita, that Midiraisa eats Be'i Me'ilah, I should say, or something along those lines. Everybody changes the gears in a different way, but this is fine. Certainly, Rabbi Yonah never meant to say that there's no Me'ilah by Kachim is Be'ach. I mean, it's an absurdity. Midiraisa, there is Me'ilah. What they were saying was something different. They were saying, look, if you only had the pasuk that said, Mikotche Hashem, you wouldn't have known that Kotche Mizbeach were included. That's all he's saying. He's saying, may I crow from this pasuk on its own, I would only have known Kotche Berek Abayit, but Shamin Amina. From it. But Kachim is Be'ach Lo Shamin Amina. Therefore, you should know that we need access to the other parashot mil ish ki yocha kodesh bishkaga umala. Or Rebbe's drasha lagabe kachim kalim imurim kachim kalim. Once we have that drasha now, we know that obviously Kodesh Hashem doesn't mean yuchadim l'shem b'me'achuz. And now we have a right to go back and say, okay, at the point that Emuri and Kutch and Kalin become Ruim Hashem, which is after Zrika, which is the classic drasha from that pasuk, now I understand what it means. All Rabbi Yana was telling us how to look at the psukim one by one in isolation. I would have taken that pasuk to mean only Kutch and Kalin, which is interesting. And now that I have the other psukim, I turn full circle and I say, no, I'm a contrary. It's come to tell me Dafka. The din of Kachim is there, referring to Kachim Kalim. It's fascinating.
These answers of the Rabbanim, who gave those answers?
Now the Gemara was putting forward this, you know, that this is the way we have to say it. Chamisha divarim ba'ola. There are five different elements in an ola that would be mitstarfim zeimze, that you could be chayev on an ola for any of these things. Even though you don't have a kezayit from any one, so that would be the basar, and the chelet, and the solet of the menachas that are brought with it, minchas v'sachi, hayayin, v'hashemen. And when it comes to todah, you got one other thing, v'shisha v'todah, basar, chelet, solet, yayin, shemen, and of course over there you have the lechem as well. Now certainly it's not talking about over here the din of Me'ila, because you know, Moel and the Basar of a Kachin Kali. But we'll see, what we're talking about over here is if you're going to be Ma'aleh B'chutz, you're going to bring this outside of the Beit HaMikdash, then these things could be Mitztarev or Lagabe, the other Chiyuvim that could be Chalon, these things like people. Now, Rav Huna was teaching Rav, or some say L'Rabba Berei, and he had learned the Mishnah with the wrong spelling. Instead of saying Chamishad Varim Ba'olah, it's Chamishad Varim Ba'olam. There's five things in the world of Kutchim, that is, that are Mitztarfim Zeim Zeh. Oh my life, what? Ba'olam? But the same Mishnah says there's six things in a Toda, so how can there be five things in the world? B'Toda Chamishad Varim Shebetoda, Shishad Varim Shebetoda, Abasar, Achelev, Asolet, Ayayin, Hashemen, Belak Metoda. Therefore, Tni Be'ola. In any event, Tanina Lahadatana Rabbana. What we do learn from here is basically what the Brice has taught us, that Olot Ve'emurim, Mitztarfim Lekizayit, Ha'alotan Bachutz. So, an Ola, now this is going to be problematic, we'll see in a moment. An Ola and the Emurim of the Ola would be mitzvah for a kezayit in terms of the chiyav of halas chutz. Ulechayev alayem mishum pigol nosav atame. Now, you're saying in an ola, but not in a shlomim? Now, bishlein al halotan b'chutz. Okay, I understand why you're saying that. If it comes only to the din of halas chutz, obviously, I mean, you're not going to be chayev for bringing the bus of a shlomim b'chutz, because that's not meant to be on the mizbeach. Only things that are ru'uyim lavo to lebizbeach bifnim, lepesach o amoed, are the things you're chayav on b'chutz. I certainly don't bring the lachme toda, the bus of the toda, or any other of the things that we listed. I don't bring them. So I understand that you can't be mitzarev them. You're not even chayav in halas chutz. Okay, that's fine. Shlomim, of course, lo mitzarev. But why did you throw in the business about lechayev alayem mishum pigel nos v'tame? Why would Shlomim not be mitztarev lagabi pigul nos v'tami? Amayva mechayev, it's not. Kola pigulim mitztarfim zeim zeh. Kola notarot mitztarfot zuim zu. I mean, as long as it's all included in one lav, it's all included. So, well, why would it have to be the same notar? Notar of the same exact korban? What do I care if it's a half as I... I mean, it's like saying, if I ate a half a McDonald's sandwich from one type of thing, and another half of a real McDonald's sandwich, it's a zombie star. But what's left to mean? It's both buser, trade for buser, so it's a star. That's true. You missed the point over here. When it talks about the din of mitztarfim, the kezayit, it was not the tziruf of a kezayit in the act of halat chutz. It was a tziruf of kezayit in the din of zrika. It meant like this. Here's how to understand it. What happens if you shech the korban, before you do the zrikas adam, the korban is consumed by a fire that breaks out? or a dog eats it up. Do you do the Zrika? No. Because in order to do the Zrika, you have to have what to do the Zrika on. Now, suppose you have a half a kazayik left to do the Zrika on. Do you do the Zrika? No, because there's no din of haktaran, pachot mikazayik. You would need a kazayik. Now, how about if you have a kazayik of basar, but you don't have a kazayik of a murim? Would you be able to bring the Zrika in order to be matir the basar, even though you're never going to do the haktarat emunim? Well, you could have a kezayat of basar too. How about if you have a half a zayat of basar? A half a zayat of emunim. Aha! What about then? So you have a half a zayat of achilat mizbeach, and a half a zayat of achilat adam. Would you be allowed to do the zrika? That's a machlokas. According to Rabbi Yeshua, no, unless it's an ola. If it's an ola, then since the basar is on the mizbeach exactly the way the emurim are, so what's the difference whether it's basar or emurim? Half a zayat of emurim, half a zayat of basar, it's basically all achilat mizbeach. That's what we're talking about over here. The reason I want to discuss the case of ola is because I'm dealing with an issue of being mitzareta, half a zayat of emurim, and half a zayat of basar. So that's what it means. It means like this. Well, ola the emureha. Mitztarfim ze im ze lekizayit for what? Lizarek alehem et adam. Once that zrika is done, then that zrika is now matir the korban to give it a chalot din of pigul notar tamei, just like we had all of the mishnayot two prokem ago. That's the standard seder hadvarim. But that's what was meant in this braita. You skip the stage. The tziruf wasn't the tziruf for the chiyav of pigul notar betamei. There, of course, anything would be mitzarek. Even kachin kalin or mitzarek for boss of shlomim, whatever. Here, what we're talking about is a tziruf to bring you to pigul notar betamei, to be able to do a zrika, to be mechayev now the kedusha on the carbon that allows it to become pigul notar betamei. That's what we're referring to over here. So again, we have to read this as in terms of what? In terms of Zrika. Lizarek alayhem et adam. Once that's done, continues the Braita, the kivan de mitztarfim, lizarek et adam, chayav, etc., etc., etc. With the rest of the words in the Braita. We go now to Vitame. But of course, man katanila, who then would be the author of this Braita? Only Rabbi Yoshua. Because it's Rabbi Yoshua who holds that you've got to have a full kezayit of emurim. You can't be mitzarif basar with emurim to do zrika, because you can't add achilat adam and achilat mizbeach together. Except by an ola, where even the basar is achilat mizbeach. That's why it specified ola here. But erchinami, if you hold that achilat adam and achilat mizbeach are both just achila, lizareka le'ah, then indeed even in terms of this halacha, we shouldn't have said only ola. So it only works out l'gabi Rabbi Yoshua, the Tanya. Rabbi Yoshua omer, kol hazvachim shebatorah, shenishtayer mehen, either a kezayit basah, or a kezayit achela, zareka tadah. But if you only have a kechatzi zayit basah, or a kachatzi zayit chelev, ain't a zareket adam. Except for one case, the ola. The ola, since the basar is also on the mizbeach, afilu kachatzi zayit basar, u kachatzi zayit chelev, zareket adam, ipnei shekula kalil. Because the whole thing is put on the mizbeach, we now see that this basically has nothing to do with the issue we thought it was, and it's irrelevant to our sugya. Continues the braisa, a very strange thing, which of course you remember from Zvachim. Ooh, the mincha. When it comes to mincha, even if you got the whole mincha in front of you, don't be zorik the dam of that mincha. What? Mincha? Dam of the mincha? My aviv, what are you talking about here? Oh, Rebbe, I mean, the minchat nesachim is what the braisa means. In other words, you have over here the dam. You're about to be zorik it. The carbon is destroyed. But you still have the full minchat nezachim of that carbon. So you'll say, let me do the zrika to be matir the mincha. Because once I do the zrika, I can now bring the mincha of this garment? No, no, no. It's either Basar on the Mizbeach or Basar Achila. Even if the Mincha is Kulo Kayem, forget about a Kazai, still can't bring the Dam. Hatruma, or Trumat Maaseh, the Truma, of course, is that first Echos, the Arborim, or Chamishim, or Shishim. Trumat Maaseh is the tenth of the tenth that was given to the Levi, but which now has a din of Truma Mamish. Trumat Maaseh shall demai. Well, for that matter, even if you're talking about Trumat Maaseh with a Rabbanan Murmetaken, that you're mechuyev to take it off because it's an Ama Aretz, which does not have anything to do with your amount of learning, which means someone who hasn't entered into the agreement of Chaverut to be always careful to take off his maasrot again when he's bought from someone who in turn has not accepted upon himself that halacha. You see? In other words, Mi'ikar Adin, remember, Demai Mi'ikar Adin Rova Meharetz Maasrin. And therefore, until the Takana of the Rabbanan of Demai, you could rely on a robe like you would with anything else. But once they made that Takana, it's now as if it's a Vadai. Of course, Vadai Min Rabbanan. But it's a Vadai that you have to take off Maaser.
Is that only Trumas Maaser?
No, yes, Truma is only Truma's Maaser. Because everybody takes off Truma because there's no cost involved in it. You take even one tiny bit and say this is Truma and be Yotze. So these things, together with Challah and Bikurim, surprisingly, but as we'll see, Challah and Bikurim are types of Truma because the Torah calls them Truma. And because of that, there would be Mitzareb Zemze for the Isser if they had fallen into Chulin. I say, well, I've got 100-1 against the challah, and I've got 100-1 against the truma. I just don't have 100-1 of the truma and the challah together. But they're two different things. Nah, they're all the same thing because they're all called truma. Or for that matter, if a czar would eat them, then he would be mechuyev. You know, normally that she would be the full kizayit, or some learned shavapruta, benogea tashlumei chomesh. But nonetheless, they would be mitzarev there to be mechayev chomesh. Kol ha-pigulim, as we learned earlier, kol ha-pigulim mitzarfim zev zev, kol ha-notarim mitzarfim zev. We don't care what korban the pigul came from, what nota the pigul came from. All that's important to us is that there is an Isser pigul on this piece. It's mitzarev with a half a zayat of pigul from another piece. My time, and what is the reason that we say that even bikurim and challah are mitzarev with truma? Well, the reason is, Kulo Ikri Truma. We find the Torah calls them Truma. Gabe Chala, Ktiv Reshit Arisotechem, Chala Tarimu Truma. There you go. The Torah is saying, take Chala and make it Truma. Or Gabe Bikurim Nami Ikri Truma, Titania Vitrumat Yadecha, in the Pasuk refers to Elu Abikurim, everything else was listed. Of course, Inech Lo Tzrich, I don't have to explain to you why Trumat Maaser is called Truma, do I? Thank you. So I think the next Mishnah we should leave as the introduction to our Sigya tomorrow, which puts us ahead tonight with a 23-minute and 42-second Daf Yomi.
Wow.
This is wonderful.
Might be a record.
I think it happens those hours. Yeah.